listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a news briefing. Our power bills are expected to be higher, with the energy regulator today announcing a rise to its standard electricity price. Those in New South Wales and Queensland could face double-digit price hikes from July, and it comes after Victoria announced a 5% rise to its default cost. But Labor's Chris Bowen says the new government has measures to ease the pressure, including increasing the use of renewables.
People can shop around. These are default market offers. They are not the only offer available, but that doesn't make it easier. Fact of the matter is, higher energy prices are very much the Liberal legacy. But the better news is, Australia now has a government with a plan.
Queensland has followed in the footsteps of Victoria. The Sunshine State is set to become just the second jurisdiction in the country to ban the Nazi swastika. It will today introduce legislation making it a criminal offence to display hate symbols. After the Victorian government announced penalties earlier this month, including fines or 12 months jail time. More details have been revealed into the devastating Texas school shooting. It's come out that the 18-year-old suspect shared his plans on Facebook minutes before the massacre that claimed 21 lives, while all 19 children were killed in the same fourth grade classroom. And the Queen has been pictured standing unaided for the first time in weeks. The 96-year-old monarch shaking hands with the Emir of Qatar at Windsor Castle.
Listener.